Chovas al Dovas, Monday night. Shara Bitochon, Chovas al Dovas, Perek Hamishi. He's talking about the difference between a Boteach Bashem and a non-Boteach Bashem. H. Kufnun Ches. His point is that the outward differences are not obvious at all, as we explained. So Ha'echad, number one is that the Boteach Bashem accepts Baratzon as Gzeiroso, the Gzeiros Hashem. He takes face downturns in business, he takes maybe illness, setbacks, he takes his life and he accepts it as the will of Hashem. He doesn't get depressed, he doesn't get frustrated, resentful. That's what it means, Baratzon. He's Makabel Baratzon as Gzeiroso v'chol matzava. So when things are going well, maybe according to this, he gives seven differences. And this difference, you don't see a difference when things are going well. You see a difference when things are not going well. So one of them becomes angry and bitter, resentful, sad, maybe depressed. And the other one keeps his cool.
Would that be the same thing as the saying that when things are going well, he's happy, and when not, he's in a monotone, if you will?
Well, he's...
Because then there's still a difference.
He's always happy. We're going to see in the second difference. In this difference, he's talking about when things are going... When there's a bump in the road, when things are not going the way you'd like them to go, he's cool. It's cool. He accepts it, Baratzon. He doesn't fight Hashem, like I said last night. He doesn't say, what can I do? Hashem's stronger than me. He accepts it as the will of Hashem, Baratzon. He accepts it willingly. He trusts Hashem. He has bitachon in Hashem. He trusts Hashem. And he accepts it, and he doesn't say it's a mikra, and he doesn't get angry at the boss, or he doesn't get angry at the nail in the road that gave him the flat tire. He sees everything as being directed by Hashem. He sees the whole world, his whole life, every event is being directed by Hashem.
It's not just accepting. He's supposed to ask.
What?
He's supposed to ask why Hashem has done this, not what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, Adarabba. Then you take it to the next level. You say, why did Hashem do this to me? That's the Gemara Brachas. Sometimes you can figure it out, sometimes you can't figure it out. Sometimes it's a nisayon to see if you'll just accept it. This is the difficulty in life. We don't have the VM anymore, so we really can't. We have to do the best we can in figuring out why it's happening. But the point is, he accepts it, Baratzo. Kamo Shomar Eov, and that's why he's not talking about Basimcha. I realize what we talked about last night, that's in number two already. The Madrega of Basimcha is in difference number two. Here he's just saying willing acceptance of it as the Ratzon Hashem, seeing it as Maisa Hashem, and accepting it as the will of Hashem. And that's what it says, Ba'iyov, Hashem Nosam Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avorach. Almost matter-of-factly, you say, what does it mean Hashem? Hashem took away, his children died. He said, look, Hashem gave them to me in the first place, so now he took them back. Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. It's Hashem's, it's not mine. Now he wants to take them back. Just like I didn't ask any questions why he gave them to me. You ever see someone... when people suffer a tragedy, right? So they're thinking, like, why did this happen to me? I never saw anyone, like, you know... Area for child, you know, have a simcha. They go, why did this? They don't ask a kasha. You don't see people going around asking kashas. Why did this good thing happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? Why is this happening to me? It's not fair. Why did I do to deserve this? Yeah, they're thanking Hashem, but as I'm saying, you don't see them. They're not motivated by a question. Anyway, that's what he'll said. The she'ena boteach al Hashem, he says, the mindset of someone who's not a Baal Bitochon, moda l'nafsho al ha-tova, so when good things happen, he pats himself on the back, and he says, well, I worked hard this week, I got a fat paycheck. I worked hard, I was industrious, it's me, he takes the credit. Kamo Shomar, as the Pozuk says, ki hilel rosha al ta'avas nafsho, he's mahalal himself, al ta'avas nafsho, u'ma'ashim, and on the beard he blames Hashem. For the beard, he says, why did Hashem do this to me? For the good, he doesn't ask, why did Hashem do it to me? For the good, he says, I'm really on the ball, Baruch Hashem. And for the beard, he blames Hashem. Kamo Shomar, voya ki yirav, if he's hungry, he's suffering hunger pains, there's katzav, and even the kileel b'malkol velokov. So the first difference is that a boteach b'Hashem keeps an even keel when things are rocky. Doesn't get depressed, doesn't get angry, doesn't get resentful. Yesterday I was bothered by, I was wondering, like he didn't make a point of the bigger chiddush in the Gemara, that you have to be mekabel et besimcha. So I realized that's really point number two now. Because or else what's the difference between one and two? So you see, number two is Shabbateach al Hashem. You see like a guy, you see a guy like Howie Goldstein. He's always smiling. That's what the Chag Dalbov says. A boteach b'Hashem is always smiling. He's always b'simcha. Why? Because the boteach b'Hashem has finally, F-I-N-E-L-Y, has finally developed the midah, because this is what's necessary, as the Chag Dalbov explains in previous prokim, has finally developed the midah of realizing that everything Hashem does is for the best. So it's not just acceptance, which was number one, willing acceptance, but an actual feeling of simcha, an actual feeling that Hashem is doing this with a reason, and it's good for me because Hashem is a meitiv, and therefore he always has a smile on his face. Now it's hard for us to imagine, but this is what really halacha requires of us. We don't really know how to do it. We don't, right? The halacha requires of us to make a dayan emes besimcha, with the knowledge that it's tov. We don't know how. We can't figure out how. We don't feel it. We certainly don't feel it. We don't see it. We don't understand it. But we believe it's tov, and that belief, ideally, is supposed to make you be besimcha. You believe it so strongly that you just know that it's true. So you're besimcha. So the boteach b'Hashem is always with a smile. You say, what are you smiling about? Good morning. He says, I just got fired. That's what is a real boteach says that. Because a real boteach says, I just got fired, and I'm sure that this is great. This is perfect. Now I'm going to go do something else. Hashem wanted me to get out of this dead-end job, and I'm like so happy. Shabbateach, it just happened to someone, not someone who's not sitting here. It just happened. He just got fired. He just lost his job. I don't know if he got fired. Maybe he quit. His lesson to me wasn't the email. He just lost his job. But he already figured out what Hashem wants him to do. Now, he doesn't know it. He's not a Navi. But that's the mid of a boteach b'Hashem. He's besimcha. He thinks he sees the divine plan. That's okay. You can. That's a little dangerous if you think you know the divine plan. Because without nevuah, you can't know the divine plan. Because you don't know what Hashem has in mind for you. Maybe Hashem wants you to be poor. And maybe being poor is good for you. Maybe Hashem sees that if you'd be rich, you would turn bad. You'd be vayishman yeshur and vayivot. Remember, Hashem has the soul in mind too. We think of the paying the rent and the mortgage and the bills, but Hashem's thinking much longer term. Hashem's thinking of our neshamas. Hashem's thinking of what's good for us in the totality of the picture. So, but that's the boteach b'Hashem who b'shalvas nefesh. He's tranquil, he's calm, he's serene, he's happy. the fellow in the university, what's his name? David, I think, Rosmarin, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-I-N. So he did a psychological study based on bitachon. You can download it, you can hook up to it with Google. And the point he's trying to make is the Chavis Halbavis' point, that people with bitachon are happier, are more serene, are calm, lead more tranquil lives, have less mental illnesses, less stress. It's based on the Chavis Halbavis. He's a firm guy. He goes to some university somewhere, and this was what he did for his doctorate, for his thesis. The mental health benefits of having bitachon, which is really lifted straight out of the Chavis Halbavis. The Halbavis lists them in the Hagdama. What are the mental health benefits of bitachon? Anyway, he's repeating it here. He's calm, with a menuchas halev. He's in a good mood. Mitzad mashenigzer olav. B'yado shehem naisim me'eis Hashem. So he just lost his wallet. He says, wow, Baruch Hashem, this spared me who knows what in Olam Haba. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Yerushalmi says it. The guy fishes in his pocket for a coin and he comes up with the wrong coin. That's great. He should thank Hashem. That took away, like, a little tsar down here goes a long way upstairs. So you shouldn't be boit b'yisurin. You should even welcome them, theoretically. I say theoretically because when you're suffering the yisurin, it's very hard. It's very hard to be b'simcha and to welcome them. Sometimes, you know, it's easier. A guy gets fired, he says, okay, it's easier to believe. Maybe he knows stories of other people that got fired and went on to, you know. But it's harder when it's health related, when it's money related, when you can't pay the bills. It's much harder to be the simcha. Kmo shomer achosud achle lokim domi nafshi. I'm quiet. Kimimenu tikvosi. I constantly hope and trust in Hashem. V'sheinu boteach al Hashem. And some of the top of there. So here you could see it. You can see it if you're friends with a fella. The fella that's always happy and serene and calm and optimistic and cheerful, he's the Boteach Bashem. And a fellow that's a sourpuss and is always angry and tense and nervous and sad, he's not a Boteach Bashem. I mean, he might be depressed. He might have, you know, he might have something wrong with him because it might be an illness. So, okay, he's not talking about that. He's not talking about if it's an illness. He's talking about if in normal life he's sad, he's depressed. V'sheinu boteach al Hashem, who bedogo tmidis, he's constantly worried, even when things are going good. Because things are going good, he wants them to be better. And he's worried about ganovim. And he's worried about taxes. And he's worried about, now he has to, like, you know, he has a new lifestyle, so he has to keep running even faster just to stay in the same place because he has a higher lifestyle, so he has to maintain a higher lifestyle. So he's worried about that, and he's worried about commitments he made, so now he has to worry that next month will be as good as this month. So he's always worried. Even if things are going well, he's worried. Bilti nifra mimenu, he can't separate himself from sorrow, from anxiety, that's the right word here, from anxiety. Betovoso uvera also, even when things are good, he's just as anxious. He has no peace. But Esa Tova, when things are going well, Harei Machmas Choser Histapko B'Matzovo, he's never satisfied with what he has. He's always focused on what he doesn't have. He's not a Baal Bitachon, he's not focused that this is what Hashem is giving him. He finds it much harder to be Sumeach B'Chelko, because without Bitachon, see what more? Yeshlo Mona wrote some Messiah. That's the natural state. Ulehi Tuso Lahosa Veleso Vlaharbos Mimenu. Ube Es Hara. And when things are bad, boy, then he's really depressed. He says, what are you depressed? Now he has something to be depressed about. Arimach Maskutso Bekach, because he's so disgusted with the Matzov, Shehi Hepech Shehi Fosov, he wants to be rich. He has his agenda, he has his game plan for life. And things are not working out. So now he really goes out of his mind. But negativo tchunosov. Balav Amar Chacham Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im. If you're an Oni B'Seichel, I was talking about Oni B'Seichel. Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im. If you're an Oni B'Seichel, meaning you don't have Bitachon, you're poor. So Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im. When the things are going well, things are going good, you're always anxious and stressed and nervous. And the end of that pasuk, it's a very, very famous pasuk. The Tov Lev Mishta Tomid. It's the end of the pasuk. Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im. So the way the Chaim Soloveitchik is explaining it, Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im is the person without bitachon. So all his days are a mess. Good, bad, doesn't matter. He's a mess. The Tov Lev, but the Boteach Bashem, who's always cheerful, so, you know, he's always partying. Mishta Tomid. He's always in a good mood. He knows Hashem is not going to mess him up. Hashem's only doing good things to him. So, okay, this is hard. This is hard. The simcha and the cheerfulness when things are going bad is hard, but whoever said life is easy? I suppose it's hard. Okay. We'll stop here.